we were very optimistic. We had funding for the current federal fiscal year, but MassDOT has the right to sign a contract anywhere between last October 1st and this year, September 30th. So the process is moving forward. Where it's still a, you know, an 8-month rollout process. We got a bid now. We're in the fall, we're open bids, or, you know, late summer open bids, and then sign a contract. And we expect maybe March or April of next year, you actually see the bike shares rolled out.
What does that federal money pay for?
The contract is for approximately $1.3 million, and it pays for rollout in 5 communities, Northampton, Amherst, South Hadley, Holyoke, and Springfield. And it pays for all the capital costs. So it'll pay for docking stations, for bicycles, for warranties for the bicycles for 5 years, for storage of the bicycles. So all those sort of one-time capital costs. What it doesn't cover is the operating costs. And just like buses and just like vehicles on roads, user fees pay just a portion of that. And so we needed to supplement it, and so we're getting sponsors for each station. So your user fee will cover about 35% of the cost of the system, and then we have station sponsors, and each town's in the process of lining up sponsors.
You mentioned there'll be user fees. Expand a little, if you could, on how this bike share program is expected to work.
You know, so the basic premise, of course, is you use your bicycle for, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes for most trips. And for those trips, you could own your own bicycle, or maybe it might be more convenient just to grab a bike when you need one. So you join as bike share. You could join for a year. You could join for a month. You could join for 24 hours, depending on what you need. And so you pay a fee for joining, and then you pay some user fee for using the bike. Those exact fees have yet to been worked out. But what makes it really desirable for people is you can do it for a one-way trip. So if I'm in downtown and I have to go up to Cooley Dickinson Hospital or want to go up to Florence, I could grab a bicycle, use it one way, and then leave the bike at the next bike share station there. So it makes my life easier. The average trip on bike shares around the country is about a mile to a mile and a half, and we expect a similar thing here. They're really for those short, quick trips.
And again, people can look for the rollout next spring, about a year from now.
Bike share is important, but it's important as part of a bigger effort on improving walking and bicycling. So right now we have a $500,000 project in Pleasant Street that's under construction that will make Pleasant Street more walk-friendly and bike-friendly. And bike share can't be looked at in isolation. It's looking at how do we make it easier for people to travel by whatever means of travel they want, by car, by bus, by bicycle, by foot. Create all those options.